This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 28th, 2025. Get ready to get on the air for the ARRL International DX Contest. We're seeing peak conditions from Solar Cycle 25 just in time for the ARRL International DX Single Sideband Contest. Gets underway this weekend at 0000 UTC on Saturday, March 1st, and concludes at 2359 UTC on Sunday, March 2nd. ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, is gearing up to operate as part of a multi-operator single transmitter station for the event, and he is eager to get started. This is a great contest to work some new DX and to add to your DXCC totals, as DX stations will be pointing their antennas towards the U.S. and Canada this weekend, he said. The contest is an exercise in endurance, but also a great primer on DX propagation. Earlier in the month, the CW portion of the contest garnered at least 4,830 log submissions. The nature of the contest means the whole world is trying to work North America. Even modest stations can experience the thrill of working some new countries, said Bork. Just get on the air. So if it's a full weekend of contesting that sounds too overwhelming, ARRL encourages radio amateurs to set a small goal, perhaps 100 contacts to get started. Get into the groove of it and then start stretching that goal. Maybe you'll wind up at 100 multipliers instead. Since each of those multipliers is a DX entity, those 100 would qualify the operator for an ARRL DXCC award. With band conditions expected to be good and activity expected to reflect the excitement, Bork hopes to receive even more log submissions. The more the merrier. We really hope hams will take advantage of this prime operating opportunity. For complete rules and more information, visit www.arrl.org/arrl-dx. ARRL's On the Air Live continues to grow, equipping the next generation of radio amateurs with the knowledge to get active on the air. On the Air Live is a monthly interactive webinar series that does deep dives into topics aimed at the new and intermediate ham. It complements material found in On Air Magazine. February's event had nearly 130 people in attendance. The events are hosted by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4SDF. OTA Live has seen rapid growth and good engagement in the 2 months it's been going. The most recent On the Air Live covered programming a handheld radio, and we got a lot of good questions, said Green. Being an interactive webinar, we have the opportunity to spend time discussing things on which members need more information. On the Air Live is accessed through the ARRL Learning Center at learn.arrl.org. It is a benefit of ARRL membership, and members must be logged into the website to access it for the live or archived sessions. The next On the Air Live is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It will focus on advanced functions of handheld radios, including getting them on digital modes. We're going to take the handheld radio and expand its capability by attaching it to a sound card, said Green. Those who attend will learn how to use APRS and VARA, including Winlink. We had a great time with members on the last one, and I hope more people will join us in March, said Green. In late January 2025, 17 students and staff members from Los Animas High School in Colorado visited the Deep Space Exploration Society telescope, known as DSES, located at the Filsner Radio Astronomy and Space Science Center near Haswell, Colorado. They also got an introduction to amateur radio. This first field trip of high school students reflected the dreams of Michael Lowe, former DSES board member, who sought to create a center for radio astronomy and space science education in southeast Colorado, said DSES President Myron Babcock, KL7YY. Since 2009, society members have devoted hundreds of hours to rebuilding the Filsner site. In 2024, a grant from the Amateur Radio Digital Communications Group provided funds to complete a new building suitable for hosting groups. Student braved intense winds and cold to venture into the underground bunker location of the DSES amateur radio station, KZ0PRT. Board member Paul Sobin, AR-00T demonstrated how long-distance contacts are made using high-frequency HF transceivers. Under his supervision, several students learned to call CQ. Unfortunately, because band conditions were poor, no student got a response. But later, Sobin was able to contact a radio amateur in the Canary Islands, and students observed two-way HF radio communications between those two stations some 5,000 miles apart. About half the students who visited the site will participate in this year's Colorado Science Olympiad competition. The Deep Space Exploration Society is an all-volunteer group united by love for science, exploration, and learning about space. Its members include engineers, software, radio, electrical, professors, pilots, business owners, military veterans, construction workers, truck drivers, and amateur radio operators. DSES welcomes new members. Student membership is free. How about some pie with that amateur radio? The David Sarnoff Radio Club, DSRC, in Princeton, New Jersey, will operate special event station N3P on Pi Day, March 14, 2025. The event celebrates the March 14, 1879 birthday of Princeton's most famous resident, physicist Albert Einstein. But why call it Pi Day? Well, if you take the distance around a circle, the circumference, and divide it by the distance across the circle, that's diameter, you always get the same number, 3.14. That's the value known as pi, which also just happens to be the date of Einstein's birthday. N3P will be using CW in single sideband, two modes that were in existence during Einstein's lifetime. 14.031 CW, 14.314 upper sideband, 7.031 CW, and 7.227 MHz lower sideband from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 1300 to 1900 Zulu. The DSRC will also be monitoring the club's local repeater 14646 for special contacts. And to receive a QSL card, visit the David Sarnoff Radio Club on the Internet. Registration begins mid-March for the 24th USA National Radio Orienteering Championships. This year's event takes place on June 18th through the 22nd in the Wahari Mountains of North Carolina and will be hosted by the Backwoods Orienteering Club, BOK, at Morrow Mountain State Park. Radio orienteers from across the country plus visitors from abroad are expected to attend. The On-Foot Transmitter Hunting Championships begin Wednesday, June 18th with model events on 2 meters and 80 meters. Thursday morning is the sprint. Friday is foxering, a mix of fox hunting and orienteering. And Saturday is a 2-meter classic and Sunday is the 80-meter classic. USARDF championships are open to anyone of any age who can safely navigate in the woods with a handheld gear for several kilometers. An amateur radio license is not a requirement. The name radio orienteering has been around for a very long time and has frequently been applied to the sport of amateur radio direction finding, ADRF. But it hasn't been recognized in any official sense. However, because the radio orienteering is more descriptive of the sport, especially to the orienteering community, and because amateur radio direction finding is often confused with the other direction finding activities like mobile tea hunting, the ARRL-ARDF committee has decided to officially favor the use of the term radio orienteering, even renaming itself as the ARRL Radio Orienteering Committee. A silent key to report this week, Allison Hap Holly, KC9RP, retired founder and moderator of the weekly amateur radio feature magazine, the Radio Amateur Information Network, RAIN Report, is now a silent key. Holly passed away February 24, 2025. He had been blind since he was 7 years old, but hosted his amateur radio program by touch and by ear from his home studio ham shack in suburban Chicago, Illinois. He was active on HF, VHF, and the Internet using a personal computer equipped with the JAWS speech screen reader program. He was named the 2002 Hamvention Amateur Radio Operator of the Year, and he was a member of the 220 MHz Guys Amateur Radio Club. Holly survived by his wife Stephanie, KA9WKD. Funeral arrangements are not yet complete. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT not only designs and builds satellites, but we also innovate. Later in 2025, the SDR Gen 2 will be built to fly on the Fox Plus and Golf missions. This is a versatile GNU radio-based transverter. Continuous coverage from 144 MHz through 6 GHz, direct VHF, UHF, 900 MHz, L, S, and C-band operations, up conversion to 5 and dime, which is a capability to do 5 GHz and 10 GHz. It will also have all modes, CW, SSB, FT8, NB, FM, SSTV, ATV, etc. The minimum sampling downlink rate is 1 megasamples per second. The new satellites can virtually use any frequency combination and mode and be programmed by the command stations. This is the first step in designing satellites to use higher frequencies, which can use much smaller antennas. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contest. March 1st and 2nd, the ARRL International DX Contest. That's single sideband. March 2nd, the UBA Spring Contest, CW. The SARL Hamnet 40-meter set contest. That's phone. The NSARA contest, CW phone and digital. Also on March 2nd, the WAB 3.5 megahertz phone. That, of course, is phone. March 3rd, the RSGB 80-meter club championship. That is digital. On March 4th, there are two contests for you. The ARS Spartan Sprint Script, CW, and the 5AGCWYLCW Party. That is CW as well. And on March 5th, the UKEICC 80-meter contest. That is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on February 28th through March 1st. It's the Birmingham Fest hosting the ARRL Alabama Section Convention. That's in Trustville, Alabama. March 7th and 8th, the Greater Houston Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention in Rosenberg, Texas. And on March 15th, the 69th Annual St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention. That's in Midland, Texas. And also don't forget to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find your events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Morongo Basin Amateur Radio Club in 29 Palms, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.